It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. Immigration reform is a huge topic right now, but what kind of reform do Americans actually want to see? A new poll from the Bipartisan Policy Center tries to answer that question. The results are set to come out Friday, but New Mexicans got a sneak peek yesterday at the 11th annual Domenici Public Policy Conference. Teresa Cardinal Brown is the center's director of immigration and cross-border policy. She sat down with Mallory Falk to discuss the nationwide survey. Cardinal Brown started off by explaining the idea behind the poll.
We wanted to do a poll that sort of helped us to understand what it is that the American public, voters in particular, are looking for Congress to do on immigration, not just the various talking points or messages, but what do they really think the solutions are? So we asked them a series of questions, a lot of multiple choice questions. We said, how would you describe the current immigration system? They said, out of control, broken, and antiquated. Those were the top three adjectives they described. We said, what concerns you most about our immigration system? And they said, they're concerned about the kind of immigrants we're allowing in, more so than how many, which was an interesting finding. We asked them if there are particular aspects of the immigration system and immigration in the United States that concerns them. And what concerned them most actually was whether immigrants were taking benefits that should go to Americans first. That was more of a concern for them than whether or not immigrants were taking jobs or whether they were lowering wages. They also had some concerns about whether we are able to adequately screen and vet people for national security. Then we asked, well, what do you think we should do? We asked, what should we prioritize? What kinds of immigrants should we prioritize? And they wanted to see immigrants who are hardworking and law-abiding and willing and trying to learn English. And those were more important than, do you have high skills or are you coming for a job that we need you for? But what they saw most of all is they wanted a system that looked at all of those things, including whether somebody had family in the United States. So they're looking for a system that is in some ways simpler than what we have, a little more straightforward, but that is really concerned with how we're looking at immigrants and whether or not they're going to be able to and how successfully they can become American.
When you say there was concern about the kinds of immigrants that are coming in, can you unpack that a little bit?
I don't think it's about what countries they're coming from. We did ask questions about whether or not they were able to culturally assimilate, and that was lower on the issues. Again, it's the primary characteristics they're looking for are law-abiding, hardworking, and wanting to learn English. That's more important than anything else, whether they're no matter where they come from or what their religion or background or race is.
Did you find the results of this poll surprising?
I think they were surprising in some ways. I think we were surprised that the benefits question came out higher than wages and jobs because the public debate has been about wages and jobs for such a long time. I think we were even more surprised that the skill level of the immigrants was not as important as whether or not they were trying to, you know, work hard and support themselves in the United States. I think we were surprised by the level of support for legalization for the undocumented in the United States. It's very broadly supported by Republicans, Democrats, and swing voters. And I think that we also were a little bit surprised in how important family sponsorship really was to people. They think those are important relationships and we shouldn't keep people from sponsoring their close relatives.
You say that you weren't expecting for people to be more concerned about benefits than about jobs and wages. Did the poll dive into why this issue has risen to the top?
We didn't dive into that. I think if we do another round of polling, we're going to try to explore the whys a little more than just the whats. It might have something to do with some of the talk that the administration is having about changing the rules about who becomes, quote unquote, a public charge. But also, I want to emphasize that the poll reflects people's perceptions of these issues. If they believe that immigrants are entitled to or getting more benefits than Americans, that's not necessarily supported by the data, but that's their perception. And so one of the issues we really do have to deal with is, how do we address that perception? If it's not true, is there a way to overcome it? Or how do we address that fear if that's a rational fear?
So you found in the poll that people describe the immigration system as broken and antiquated. Earlier today in your speech, you said we can't rely on the court system to change immigration laws, that this really has to happen in Congress. Talk about why the court system isn't the right avenue for reform.
The courts have and always should be the place that you go when you feel like the law is not working, it's not just. And that's certainly what's happening right now. But what's happening a little bit differently is that the final solution to that is not for a court. The court can say the law doesn't work, but they can't fix the law. Congress needs to fix the law. Congress needs to make that change. And to the extent that we're relying on courts to make our immigration system better, that's a temporary fix. And frankly, we don't even know where all this is going to end up, because most of it's going to end up at the Supreme Court. We're now waiting on a ninth judge to be confirmed, and we don't necessarily know which way the Supreme Court's going to rule on these things. In the meantime, people's lives are literally in limbo. If you are somebody who has DACA right now, any day a judge could say, oh, nope, the program's gone, and your life is upended in an instant. That is not true reform. That is not the way to carry out reforms. You need certainty. You need long-term certainty. And that can only come if Congress really addresses the underlying law.
That was Teresa Cardinal-Brown, Director of Immigration and Cross-Border Policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center.